Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the fourth and possible final installment of the Kung Fu Panda series. This is Kung Fu Panda 4. This movie has a new director, Mike Mitchell. Not sure what he directed. I believe he worked on the previous films. I could be wrong, because I know he worked on the first Trolls movie and the one of the Shrek films. I could be wrong about the Shrek film. But anyway, Mike Mitchell is the new director, and we have Jack Black returning, obviously, to the character of Poe, but for some reason, they kind of left out the Furious Five in this film. Like, they're in the movie at the end, but the only characters that we see from the previous film, which is part three, is Dustin Hoffman as Master Shifu, Bryan Cranston as Poe's biological father, and of course, James Hong as the goose that adopts him, his adoptive father. And then in the trailer, there's the return of Tai Lung, voiced by Ian McShane, who was the badass leopard from the first film. And that was kind of cool to see. And then the new characters in this film, we have Awkwafina, Ki Huan Quan, Ronnie Chen, and of course Viola Davis, have all joined the crew. And in this film, while the Dragon Warrior is nearing the end of his journey and the end of his training, he not only has to appoint a successor, but he also has to fend off this new villain who is absorbing everybody's kung fu by the name of the Chameleon. And, you know, it's kind of a bunch of stories wrapped into one. I think there's a lot of good with this film. It's entertaining, you know, it's got everything you needed for, like, for the kids to kind of enjoy it. You know, it's got the fun, the laughter, the entertaining values that the franchise is known for. But I think this film kind of falls apart as far as continuity goes and as far as storytelling goes. The character of Zen, who's played by Awkwafina, this sly fox and everything like that, she comes across as a little bit of an anti-hero or a master thief with a, you know, tragic backstory and everything like that. And I'm just going to come out and say it. They kind of make her a little bit more powerful than all three of these characters that we have. Poe, the Dragon Warrior, the Chameleon, and then, of course, fucking Tai Lung. And I'm like, well, she basically could kick all their asses. And I was like, well, wait a minute. How is this happening? You know, we all remember Tai Lung being this badass from the first film. And yet, in this film, they weaken him a little bit. Like, if you saw the trailer, you know that they take away his power and his chi, you know, to absorb it and to become more powerful and things like that, which is okay. And it was cool seeing Ian McShane come back and things like that. But not to mention that, they also brought back a lot of the villains from the previous three films. You had Master Kai, you had the Peacock, and you had a lot of the guys that Poe had already faced and everything like that. But I think Ian McShane was the only one to return. You don't ever hear none of the other villains speak, you know, which is weird. You know, we didn't get to see the return of J.K. Simmons. We didn't get to see the return of Gary Oldman or anything like that. But it was cool to see Tai Lung kind of come in there. And I think I understand from a story point aspect, I get it, you know, why he would be the first one to go, because of how popular, how strong he was in the first film. So I get that and things like that. But I don't know. I think the biggest issue I had The biggest issue I had with the film is just that, like, they introduce new characters and they kind of give them a little bit too much to do. And it's like, why would we bring back this character? Why would we bring back a villain, a powerful villain from a previous film, only for him to get taken out in like in 5 seconds? And then there also this moment where the Awkwafina's character really kind of overpowers a lot of them. And, you know, she's kind of just not necessarily a kung fu master or a kung fu warrior by any means, but she's given Po, the dragon warrior, a run for his money, which that didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But I was like, he's supposed to be the master of hand-to-hand combat, and yet this little fox is matching him blow for blow, move for move, and everything like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's a little much there and everything like that. Like, I understand they're trying to find, the story behind it is that they're trying to find his successor in a lot of ways and things like that. But, you know, why not have it be one of the five? You know, like, no Tigress, no Viper, no Monkey, no Crane, no Mantis, like, in the entire movie. They come out at the end and, you know, you can't even tell if they're voiced by the same characters, but they come out at the end and it's very, very disheartening that a movie like that would kind of do that. Build up these characters only for them to kind of get washed away. It's kind of like what Rian Johnson did with Star Wars The Last Jedi. You know, we were okay after The Force Awakens and things like that, but for them to go into The Last Jedi with a completely new direction really just kind of took a lot of people by surprise. You know, like I said, this movie did do a lot of things right as far as the entertaining aspect goes and things like that, but as far as the continuity and the storytelling and the world building that we've already established with three movies already, I think The Kung Fu Panda 4 just kind of took that and threw that all out the window. Like, you know, now, because of where we are now, we're going to be okay with everything and okay with all that has happened with these villains that have come back into the picture and everything like that. I'm like, that doesn't really make sense. To be at peace with your villain is a unique gesture, but I don't think it works for a film like this because of the destruction and the torment that these villains had put our hero through. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to now be respected as a master and things like that. You know, I get why they did it. It just didn't make sense in the long run. And, you know, like I said, this movie, it's entertaining. It's fun for the kids and everything like that. But the nitpicker in me just looks at a lot of these continuity errors. And I'm just like, that could have been done better. That could have been done better. They should have did this. They should have did that. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, if the kids are entertained, then the movie's going to be good. And everything like that. From my understanding, this is supposed to be the beginning of a new trilogy. Like I said, I could be wrong. I don't know what DreamWorks has up their sleeve as far as the Kung Fu Panda series is concerned. But I think as of now, DreamWorks film franchises usually stop at 3 or 4. This is usually the stopping point, because How to Train Your Dragon had a trilogy. Shrek, I think Shrek had 4 movies. The Croods only had 2, the Despicable Me series is going on forever, they're at 4 now, and things like that, so we'll see what happens in the future with Kung Fu Panda. Getting here was, it started off really good. You know, you had a great story, a great first entry, you had a great sequel to follow it up. You had an okay third entry, and then you kind of had like a less okay. Like, this movie is like borderline between okay and mediocre. It's not bad in a mediocre sense, but it's not good, and it's like, okay, I can enjoy this and things like that. Like, they took out a lot of the adult friendly and really kind of catered towards kids and everything like that. But overall, this just, you know, overall, it's a movie made for kids. They nailed it over the head. They targeted their audience. They did everything they were supposed to. But, you know, us film critics or us adults or us parents are going to look at it and be like, whatever. You know, they're going to dismiss it. And then if you pay attention to the movie and everything like that, you'll see a lot of the continuity errors there and things like that. But, you know, like I said, it it fires on all cylinders, it hits its core audience and everything like that, so you couldn't ask for a better animated film. Jack Black has said he's open to return to the character. That guy doesn't show any signs of slowing down really at all when it comes to franchises like this and everything like that. So, I mean, who knows if they do make another one, you know, who knows where they're going to go with it and things like that. But as long as Jack Black is Poe, we're good. You know, we don't got to worry about nothing else. The movie will be entertaining. It'll be fun. The kids will enjoy it. So there's that. But that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcasts from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about Kung Fu Panda 4. Have you seen it? What did you think of it? What is your favorite of the Kung Fu Panda series? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. Yesterday's episode was the film Damsel. We've started our 40 years of WrestleMania. So there's a lot of stuff that we got going on that if you have not seen or if you have not listened to my previous episodes, they're there for your enjoyment. We got some stuff coming out for the rest of the week. Like I said, in the WrestleMania episode, we will be continuing the 40 years of WrestleMania this weekend. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.